Well, how y'all doing tonight? Good? Well, my name is Denise Burns, and I'm the Family Ministries pastor here. And our kids and youth tonight are kind of taking over the main service. So, yeah. So I want to give a shout out to my elementary kids up there. Hey, guys. And where are my JV? Where's JV? All right, varsity, you got to represent. Where's varsity? Yeah. All right. Well, we've got a special night planned for you guys. So we just got back from Guatemala. We took several of our varsity students there over spring break, and we want to give you a report tonight and share with you some of the awesome things that happened while we were there in that country. So we thought you guys would enjoy that. But first, are there any first-time guests this evening? If you would raise your hand, the connection team member is in the aisle and has a little card for you to fill out. We just want to welcome you and give you a little gift after the service, so don't be shy. So just raise your hand if there's any first-time guests. So, all right. All right, announcements. Did everybody get their announcement sheet? Okay, there's lots of good stuff in here. Okay, please prove me wrong. I always say that we print this piece of paper for absolutely no reason at all, because I'm thoroughly convinced that nobody ever reads this bulletin. Does anybody ever read this bulletin? Yes! Thank you! Okay, so you proved me wrong. But since we've got our JV and varsity in here tonight, I wanted to point out a couple of events that we've got going on this month. JV, you guys have a four-square tournament. I know y'all love to play four-square. Friday, April 13th from 6:30 to 8:30. The information's in here. Make sure to check that out. Also, JV, you guys are going to main event on Saturday, April 12th, and the cost is $15, and so you need to pay and sign up. All right, so now your parents are in here hearing that, so there's no excuse. All right. And varsity, you guys on Saturday, April 14th are going to be going to the Broken Arrow Neighbors and helping out there and doing a service project. So you can look in here for more details, or next week in varsity, get some more details for that. All right. All right. Well, I think it is offering time. Amen. Anybody excited about the offering? All right, this is a chance for you guys to get your tithes and your offerings. If you want a text to give, the information is up there, and you can certainly do that. I am very thankful for the text to give because it makes my life a lot easier. In fact, I have found out that many young people now, like in their 20s, they have just never written a check before in their entire life. They don't even know how. Imagine that. So text to give is pretty awesome. So you can text to give. Everybody got their tithes and offerings ready? Amen. All right, let's go ahead and pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the opportunity tonight to sow into your kingdom and to sow into this church and to bring our tithes and offerings. And Lord, you said that you love a cheerful giver, and that when we give of our tithes and offerings and place you first, that you would bless us and you would meet our needs. So I just call every financial need met right now for each and every person in the name of Jesus, that you would cause monies to come back to us on every wave. And we just thank you and we give you praise and honor and glory for it all. In the name of Jesus, amen. What we have for you right now is some of our students on the missions trip. We performed music for every place that we went to, all the schools, all the parks, in the different outreaches we did. And our amazing youth and some of the leaders learned songs in Spanish. And so we want to share with you one of those songs that we did on the missions trip. Hallelujah. That was pretty awesome. So they work so hard, and they actually learned, was it seven songs in Spanish. And so they practiced for many months, and everybody up there playing instruments, they all went on the trip. So we had just an amazing time, and we went to Guatemala. There were 19 of us all together. And we had a great trip, and we went to Pastors Harry and Karen Wilson, and I think Pastor Harry, oh, there he is right there. Pastor Harry, stand up. This is Pastor Harry Wilson. They're Rhema grads, and they've just been, they have an amazing work down there, have been there for many years. How many years, Pastor Harry? I'm sorry. Eight or so. Okay. And so we went, they so graciously hosted us, and we hooked up with them and did a lot of great things. Everything from build houses, so I can check that off the bucket list. I've actually built a house. And to street witnessing, to ministering in schools. And it was just a fabulous time. So we put together a short video that we want you to take a look at. And then after that, we'll bring up the team, introduce them to you, and we'll give you some testimonies of some awesome things that happened during the trip. So let's take a look at the video. En ti todo es posible.
Tú fuiste el verbo en el principio, unigénito de Dios, el misterio de tu gloria. Revelado en tu amor, cuán hermoso es su nombre. Cuán hermoso su nombre es, el nombre de Jesús, mi rey. Cuán hermoso su nombre es, nada se iguala a él. Cuán hermoso su nombre es, no hay otro. Tu perdonaste.
way to walk in that victory
y una forma de caminar en esa victoria
is to make Jesus Christ
es hacer de Jesucristo
our Lord and Savior.
Nuestro Señor y Salvador.
Guys, come on up. I tell you what, I cannot be prouder of our students. You know, we have a church full of young people that are on fire for God, that love the world, and know how to spread the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I am so proud of them. They just did a fantastic job. We did not have one issue, one problem. Nobody got sick. Nobody, like, argued. They were amazing. So I'm going to let DK introduce the team.
All right. We'll start down here and work our way down. All right. This is Connor Bebout. Connor, tell everybody how old you are.
I'm 17.
And did you get that girl's number on the... Oh, Connor. Daniel Orison. All right. Tell everybody how old you are.
17 as well.
Did you get a number? No? Okay, I didn't know. All right, Miss Sophia plays piano for us, and she worked with the band and practiced with the band. She didn't get to play the piano in Guatemala, but she was at all of our practices and everything, so really showed her heart, and she never got mad on the trip, so that was fantastic. But this is Sophia Harley. All right, Isaiah played in the band with us. He was the one on the cajon, or the cajon, or whatever you call that thing, the box drum. And he did a fantastic job. And then this is Trevor. I don't know if anybody knows him. This is Trevor Burns. And he played a part in the skit. You'll get to see a little bit later. All right. And he's the tallest one on the trip. All right. This is Phoenix. All right. Phoenix, you didn't get to see it because he wouldn't be still long enough in it when he gave his testimony Thursday night, because he was like, man, he was all over that stage, man. He was preaching. And so we were trying to get pictures, we were trying to get videos, but it was just, he was just bam, 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 bam. So, but he did a phenomenal job that night, and so that was awesome. And Michael, he was our latecomer on the trip, and so you had, what, 9 days to get ready for the trip. And so he got ready in 9 days, and we plugged him in the skit too and did a phenomenal job. So this is Michael Ballou. How old are you?
16.
That rhymed. That was pretty good. I'm just kidding. All right. Oh, I'm skipping you. All right. She said that wasn't funny, so I'm skipping her. All right, this is Solid. You'll get to see him a little bit later in the skit, but he played Jesus for us. All right, he did an awesome job. All right, how you doing? All right, this is Grace. This is Grace, all right, Grace Fisher. How old are you?
16.
16, where's your brother at? Tell him hi.
I don't know where he's at.
Ben, stand up. Ben, I'm going to embarrass you. Where are you at, Ben? Ben, there he is. All right, I'm not going to embarrass you, Ben. All right. Oh, my bad. I'll come back. All right, what's your name?
Ulyssa.
Okay, what's your last name?
My last name.
Oh, no, you got to say it for everybody.
Oseguera Camarillo.
Yes. Now say Guatemala.
Guatemala.
Not even the same country we went to. Not even the same country. All right. All right, Miss Brittany, how old are you?
17.
17. And she's one of our singers, as you saw. Her and Ulyssa and Grace and Brittany did all of our singing for us, and they practiced a ton. Like Miss Denise already said, they learned 7 songs in Spanish, which was awesome. So we had our own little band. So but this is Miss Emily Jacoby. Now, where's your family at?
Over there.
Jacoby's? All right, there we go. I see you. All right. So she, you'll get to see a little bit later in our skit, she's our main actress in the skit, and she did a phenomenal job. You did great. And so there'd be times we'd get ahead, and she would just act out for a few more seconds what we need to do to get us back in line. So that was great. This is Miss Naya, and she's so sweet. Look at her. She's just, hi. Naya, tell everybody how old you are.
17.
17. Are you a senior this year? Are you really? What are you going to do after high school? I'm just kidding. You don't have to answer that. All right, I'm just playing. All right, now this is Jade. Jade, we asked to be in charge of all of our band, all of our music and everything. So she was over all the singers in the band for this trip. She's the one that organized the 7 songs and everything and got everything going. And so she did an awesome, awesome job, Jade. So thank you. Give her a round of applause. And then right here, this is Jessica Veronese, all right? She did so much to help organize the trip on the back end and while we were there also, but I couldn't have put it together without her, and so thank you so much. Not that I did, me and Miss Denise, but you know, she helped me on my side, okay? So she helped me a lot on my side and everything, so thank you so much. And then this is Isaiah. All those pictures, some of them were from us amateurs, but most of them were from this guy. So he did all our photos and everything, and you did a phenomenal job. So thank you. And so one more person I want to acknowledge, Chris, if you'll stand up real quick. Chris right here, he organized all of our skit and made sure everybody was on point on that stuff. And so that was a lifesaver because I tried it. And there's a dance move, and Miss Denise come up there, and she goes, "So you trying to teach him to dance?" I said, "Yeah." So I got demoted real quick, and then Chris come back and got everybody in line. So anyway, and then our last but not least, this is Miss Denise Burns. I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm just playing.
For those of you who don't know this and don't have youth, this is DK Hall. He's our youth pastor here, him and his wife Emily. Emily. And DK did an amazing job. He organized the whole trip, did everything. I was just along for the ride. So he did an awesome job at everything. So we want to talk to you about the building of the houses. I think y'all saw the before and after picture. Do you want to talk about that, DK?
Yes, for sure. We have a few pictures. If you guys could put up the first picture, please. So this is what in Guatemala they live in. It's corn stalk it does have a tin roof on the top of it and a dirt floor. And so the family, we built 3 homes while we were out there. This is one of the homes they were living in. Like I said, it's dirt floor. Some of them have a stove, some of them don't. I know Pastor Harry was telling me sometimes they're able to go in and give them a stove and things like that. So this was the before picture. It's corn stalks tied together and just a tin roof on the top. Then if you go to the next picture, And so there you see, this is one of the homes that we got to dedicate to this family right here. And you see the mom, she's just in tears. This home in particular, there's three of them. Two of them were going just to the children. The parents were going to stay in their original home, and the children were going to get the children were going to get this home and get to move in here and do that. And then do we have a picture of the inside of the home? Awesome. Okay, right there. So going on this trip, you furnished, you know, everything about the home and the inside. We got to furnish. So the two beds are brand new. The table and chairs. There's two dressers in there. I can't think you can only see only one of them. And then it's on a concrete slab. So they're not having to sleep on the dirt floor anymore. They're up in beds and have a place to sit and to eat and all that good stuff. So that was an amazing, amazing thing. So you saw us dedicating the houses. We gave them a rug that said welcome in Spanish, and we also gave them all a really nice Spanish leather Bible. And so they were thrilled for that. So the Bibles were an awesome gift that they just loved. And they were just, we didn't have any good video of that. But while we're dedicating the houses, like to this family right here, I mean, they are just, you can just tell the love of God is just, oh, it's just so real to them in that moment. And so they're just crying and the dad's crying. And you know, when you get a man to cry, you know, you've done something. And so, just kidding. But it was amazing because mom and dad are just, you just tell the love of God was there. And so it was just so amazing. And that's when we dedicated it to him. We mentioned that this is a reminder of how much God loves you. And we had one family, one dad said he had a dream that one day somebody was going to come and bless his family. He didn't know how and he didn't know what with, but he said, I had a dream one night that somebody was going to come and was going to bless my family so much. And he said, I didn't know what it was, and I didn't know when it was going to take place, but he said, I know this is what that dream stood for. So that's amazing. Amen. God is good. God is good, and he's faithful. And so that was really good. We had another testimony while we were building the homes. Miss Ulyssa is going to give that testimony. She had to pray with someone.
Yeah, I am. Okay. I don't know. Do I stand over there or right here?
Yeah, right there.
Like Pastor Hagen over here. Okay. Okay. In one of the houses, because there was three different houses that we had to build, and in one of them, I was in, and I had about five of us. We had the smallest group, and there was the mom, and then she just had a newborn, and then she had her husband, and the last day, her husband got to help us paint the house, and he got a little feeling about the house and stuff. And the mom actually, while everybody else was painting, I was interacting with the little girl named Dila, and then with the mom, which is her aunt. And while I was talking to her aunt, she was like, I kind of like saw like something, and she was like, she wasn't able to like pick up something, because there was like, they would like fill up the buckets of water to take showers in. So when she was over here picking it up, like, she couldn't, like, reach down or anything. So I, like, asked her, like, you know, is everything okay? Like, do you need help? And one of her cousins had asked me, and they're like, hey, can you, like, pray for her? And I was like, yeah, let me just one second. I'll go get my group. And she was like, no, I want you to pray for her. And I was like, okay, is there anything? I was like, okay, what is it? And she invited me into her home, so we went into the back, and she has her home right there, the old one that before, like, we built and stuff. And she invited me in, and we sat on her bed, and she had her newborn right there just covered in blankets. And I asked her what was wrong, and she said, they took out my appendix, and they had to cut my stomach right here, just so, like, because that's where, like, the baby, a C-section, that's where the baby had to come out. And I guess, like, she couldn't bend down or anything. So, like, I was praying for her, and she's just an incredible woman. I loved her so much. We really, like, clicked and stuff, and it was really awesome being able to be able to, like, understand, like, her language and stuff. And we were just talking, and she's Catholic, and I asked her, hey, you know, have you received Jesus and stuff? And she said, yeah, I have, but I was like, okay, I'm asking you again, have you received Jesus again? And she was like, not really. So I was like, okay, hey, can you say this prayer with me? I prayed for her, and she got saved, glory to God. And I was just telling her that, you know, hey, we already prayed for your stomach and stuff. I was like, now you're just going to have to believe. And I was like, now you're going to have to speak the word. And now I was like, the enemy's going to give you thoughts and stuff. I was like, but you're going to have to block them out and tell the enemy he has no place in your life. And I kept telling her that. And she was just really, like, listening and stuff. So I believe that now that we left, she has a seed was planted in her. But yeah.
Wow, that was actually really awesome.
Yulissa was our translator because she's the only one in the whole group that knew Spanish. So we're like, Yulissa, come here. What are they saying? So, DK and I got a chance to minister on Monday evening in a Bible school there. Pastor Harry and Karen, they have a Bible school. And so that was really awesome. There's some pictures of me and DK speaking. We just spoke on faith and the Holy Spirit. And one thing that was really cool is I got to pray for two ladies to receive the infilling of the Holy Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And when I was praying for them, I quickly realized, like, yeah, I'm not going to know if they're praying in tongues or Spanish because I don't know Spanish. But but it's kind of problematic when you're praying for people who don't speak English for tongues. But I got the translators and I said, okay, listen, tell me when they're not praying in Spanish anymore. But I really didn't need the translator to do that because, as DK will tell you, I mean, the minute they started speaking in tongues, their entire countenance just changed. And you could just see it. And they just started crying and crying. And they were just overflowing with the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues. And it wasn't just like one or two little words. I mean, it was like rivers. It was really, really amazing to see how awesomely that they just received so quickly. So.
Yeah, it was amazing. I was standing behind them, and I could tell because their whole body language, everything. It was awesome. That is the hardest thing to do, to pray for somebody to get filled with the Spirit and they're speaking another language. You just do it, you know. It's just you're just used to it, and then you're like, okay, don't have any clue what they're doing. So, but praise the Lord for interpreters. Anyway, the next thing we're going to talk about is we got to go in a school on Tuesday. Yes, right here. Go back. Yes. Thank you. Right there. This was the first school we got to go in. So our very first outreach right here. And this was a school that the Wilsons had not been in yet. And our team back here did such an awesome, awesome job that they asked the Wilsons to come back and do some other things with them. So the Wilsons are going to get to go back and minister God to some teenagers and things like that, dealing with some different issues. But right here in this particular picture, I believe... Yes, this is Jess. Just did she had just done a message and asked for an altar call right there for salvation. And all these kids right here just raised their hands and was just ready to go to get born again. And so then if you go to the next picture, please. Right here. So we had our team come up with interpreters intertwined in there. And we did one big salvation prayer, and then we had them come up if they needed prayer for healing or anything like that. And so our team's out there praying for that. All of our students did. They jumped in and did a great job. And then the next picture. Okay, yeah. Some more pictures of our team praying for the kids. The kids thought this was so cool. They're like, man, you know, these older kids are out here hanging out with us, praying for us and all this kind of stuff. So the kids loved it. You can see one kid right here with his arm wrapped around somebody just laughing. And so they just want you to pray for them. And a lot of things, and I hope I'm not stealing something that you were going to say, but a lot of the kids wanted us to pray for protection and pray for family. I mean, it was just a constant, you know, it was about their family. It wasn't about, they didn't have any, they probably had things they needed prayer for, but hey, pray for my family. And they're like 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 years old, and they're asking you to pray for their family. So you know it's wearing on them. And so me see. Yes, one more picture, or I might be getting ahead of myself. Is there one more? No? Okay. So this is the last one in this sequence. And then you can see our band in just the back, our band back there singing and playing while we were getting to pray. So that was awesome. This was our first school outreach on Tuesday. We actually did, this is elementary school, and then we come back and did a junior high message where about eight to ten come up to get born again. So that was really cool. I know, it's awesome. So, all right, Miss Denise.
And then the first school that we went to was a private school. And the second school we went to was a public school, and it was an all-boys school. And they were super rowdy, which I love rowdy little boys. They were so much fun. There was a lot of energy, and they were just all over us. And so my little Spanish that I know, I felt really brave. I went up to a little boy and was like, hola, ¿cómo estás? And he just started in Spanish, and I'm like, no hablo español. And he was like, oh, and he got so mad and stomped away. So I didn't try that again. So, but we had a really great time at this all-boys school. And in the video, they really responded to the praise and worship, our praise and worship team. They were just jumping around and having a great time. And it was really wonderful to see how music just overcomes, you know, all the barriers, and they could just relate to that. And I want Brittany just to come up and share a little bit about praise and worship on our Guatemala trip.
Okay. Hi, everybody. So when we were doing praise and worship down in Guatemala, it was awesome because with that school, it was like all boys. And have you ever been with like over 200 boys that are super excited? Like they're jumping everywhere. They're like raising their hands, bumping into everybody. And it was just so fun because like it got us even more excited to like jump around and like sing. And we just went on and kept singing. But, you know, it's really cool that, you know, we learned this song, and we didn't expect, like, to have, like, such a great impact there because, you know, these boys really loved hearing it, and they loved, like, singing and just having a good time, clapping their hands, and they were, like, really interested by the cajon, which was awesome because they kept coming up and, like, bumping it and, like, talking into the microphones, but it's just things that they never, you know, really seen that much, and it was just really cool to see how they, you know, acted when we started doing praise and worship and just, you know, glorifying God and having a good time doing it.
Awesome. Thank you, Brittany.
Okay, and the next thing we got to do was really cool and, you know, really stretched. I know it stretched myself and I know it stretched the team. Was we got to go to some parks and do some street witnessing there. And you can see how we kind of got people to gather. We had the guys in our band start playing music, and then they'd start singing their Spanish praise and worship songs. And so that catches everybody's eyes when this group of Americans start singing in Spanish, all right? And so that was really cool. So they kind of got to paying attention. And then we do our skit. I think there's a picture of us doing our skit. Yeah, right here. And then we do our skit, which has a lot of action and movement to it and music and stuff. So, and that would get everybody's attention. So they'd come up and they'd start doing videos of the skit. And, you know, they're watching videos and things like that. And so, and then we would grab their attention right there. And then we'd do a quick salvation message talking about making Jesus Christ the Lord and Savior of your life to come live on the inside of you. In the very next picture, I believe, right here, this was awesome. Miss Karen Wilson, Harry's wife, she said, all right, DK, you need to give a salvation message here. I looked at her and I said, do what? And she goes, yeah, it's your turn. I said, okay. And so, you know, you're like, okay, no problem. And so, but we had no microphone or anything. We were in this park and she was like, yeah, just yell real loud. I'm like, all I know is English. She's like, oh, the interpreter can yell. I said, okay. So anyway, we did. And so, you know, we were in this park and we got to the altar call part. And that little girl right there, you can see her kind of in the middle of the picture in the white, has a white shirt and the gray dress. She's the only one in the whole park. She just shot her arm up with a huge smile on her face. And so it was amazing. It was my favorite part of the trip. And so we walked over to that family, and we prayed the prayer of salvation with the whole family. And so mom repeated it, brother and sister, or brother and brother, and of course that little girl. She, you know, I just believe she saved her whole family that day when she raised her hand, you know, and everybody was repeating it with us. And so we gave them a Spanish Bible and a new birth book of Brother Hagin's in Spanish. And so we gave that to them. And so that was my favorite part, because it was something that stretched the whole team. And that little girl, when she shot her hand up, she just smiling so big, and you're like, yes, man, it was just so awesome to see God move, you know? And so, That was really cool. And then, awesome. Michael Ballou is going to come up real quick and talk about how street witnessing stretched him.
Yeah, I went into it being really like, yeah, I can do street witnessing. And then you get out like in the park and you're walking through with your interpreter, and then you see somebody sitting on a bench and you're like, I'll get the next person. And you don't realize how tough it'll actually be to go and approach them, especially in a foreign country where they don't speak English. So you just have to use what you learned in one semester of sixth grade Spanish and go, hola. And so you walk up, say the Normandies, they like good evening, but in Spanish a lot. You walk up to them, say that. And so one of the, somebody that... Well, mainly I connected with, like, two people. It was all on the first night, because we did two nights of this. And I went both nights. It was easier the second night, sort of. And so I was walking by, and then finally I'm like, let's go talk to that guy that's sitting on the bench. And so we walk over there, and we're like, hi, good evening. Can we sit down and talk to you? He was like, yeah. He was very open about it. And he was Catholic, and we talked to him for a while. He's a photographer. He just here and there took pictures in the park of people. He took very good pictures of people in the park, actually. It was amazing, some of the photos, and like festivals and stuff. So it was nice to learn about that, of the person that you're talking to, even if they're in a foreign country. And so then we just asked him, if you were to die today, would you go to heaven or would you go to hell? Do you know if, like, where you would go? And he was like, I feel like I would go to heaven, but honestly, I'm uncertain with some of the choices I've made. And so we were like, okay, can we pray for you for that? Can we, like, do you have a dream? And he was like, yeah, I just want to be a successful photographer, have a family, stuff like that. And so we were like, okay, we'll pray for your salvation. We ended up giving him a Bible. We ended up giving him one of the little pamphlets we had. It was just a really cool experience with that guy. And then later on in the night, with one of the other people that we met, I can't remember his name, but same thing, we walked up to him, we said, hi, good evening, can we talk to you? And again, all those people in the park, they're like sitting down, they're like, sure. And so we end up sitting down and we talked to him, and he ended up having, he had been addicted to drinking, and so he didn't have a lot of money. He was just sitting in the park, just killing time. And we ended up talking to him some more, and we figured out that he didn't have a good relationship with his family, because he would come home from being drunk to his brothers and his sisters, that they all lived in the same house, and they would just... they wouldn't talk to him. They disowned him, basically, just because of all the stuff he would do. He would yell, he would scream, he'd throw stuff around, stuff like that, just uncontrollably because he was drunk. And so he had been 15 days sober whenever we talked to him. And so we just had a long conversation. I really just I connected with this guy on many levels. And so it was easier on that point, instead of walking up, be able to talk to somebody that's a photographer and me never having taken a good picture in my life. And so then I walked with this guy, and he has something that I can catch on to. And I'm like, yeah, I understand that completely. And so we ended up, I asked him if I could pray for him, for his family situation. He was like, yeah, sure. And then we asked him what his dreams were. And he was like, it's mainly just for my family's health. It's for my being connected to my family. It's for my finance, for just all that stuff. And so we're like, okay, yeah, we can pray about that. And so we prayed about it. And then we were like, are you Christian? And he was like, I've been to churches here and there, but everywhere I go, they kind of just like judge me and push me away. And so we were like, well, we have this list of churches. And once we showed it to him, he was like, I've never been to any of those. And we were like, okay, that's cool. And we were like, so can we pray for you? Do you have Jesus on the inside of you? And he was like, no, actually I don't. That's something that I never had to happen. I just went from church to church. And so we ended up praying for him and he got saved. He got filled. And we gave him a Bible. We gave him one of the pamphlets, the list of churches. And yeah, it was a really amazing experience to be able to do that both nights, even though the second night we ended up talking to somebody for a while and he was a Christian, but he was really surprised that we were out here being so brave and confident with our faith, walking around the park, going from person to person to show our faith. He was like, we just see a lot of people come from churches and they just walk through the park because they're going out to eat. They're just walking out to do something else. But he said, you guys are different because you guys are out there showing your faith, showing your love to people and trying to bring them to Christ and put them in church. And so, yeah, that's just something that I thought was cool about that.
You know, I know that it was out of all of our comfort zones, including DK and me, just to walk up to random strangers in the park and say, hey, do you know Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior? But when every single student was so good to do whatever we ask, and you know, it changes you on the inside when you share the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ with strangers. And it does something on the inside of you and just gives you a boldness like you've never had before. And I know that each one of our students coming back are going to be bolder in their schools, and they realize it's not so scary just to walk up to people and just cold call on them and say, hey, do you want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior? So that was a really great experience that we had. The last school that we went to was, it was like a preschool. There's a picture on the screen. And they were like from 3 years old to 7 years old. And they were so happy that we came. They like blew up balloons and had like a little line for us. And we went through the middle and they're high-fiving us. And they were so excited that we were there. And so at this school, it is a Christian school. And so we were able to teach them a little bit more about the Bible and get more in depth than just, you know, leading them to the Lord, because they had already accepted Jesus Christ. And so that was really fun. And so Jess Farinisi and myself, we split up the group, and the students helped us teach the lessons. And then at the very end, we got to do the pinatas we brought pinatas for them filled with candy. And DK almost got whacked in the head because like as soon as you give them that stick, they just start going. They don't wait for you to get out of the way.
They don't care. It's no. Like you put a stick in my hand, here we go, it's time to swing. Whoa.
Like hit the deck. Like I was like, whoa, we almost had to have like a miracle service for him.
It was bad.
Anyway, so they really, really enjoyed that.
And so we did get to have a little bit of fun, a lot of fun, but we did get to do some sightseeing and some stuff. We went ziplining one day, and so there's a picture of some of us up there. I didn't go ziplining, no. They went ziplining. I'm too old. These guys went ziplining. Oh, they're disappearing. All right, and so we went ziplining, and we got to tour a coffee farm, which I did that because it was on the ground. And so toured a coffee farm, so that was a lot of fun. Got to learn about coffee and how many beans it is in each cup. Who would have guessed there's like 35 to 40 beans for just one cup of coffee? So anyway, I know y'all were wondering about that tonight. So anyway, I answered that question for you. Next, we had our youth crusade, youth big conference service on Thursday night. And this is Edgar. They come down from RBTC Guatemala in Guatemala City. And we were in Antigua, so we were about an hour or so away from Guatemala City. And they come in that night. Edgar and some of the RBTC students come in and did praise and worship for us and did an awesome job. And then the next picture Oh, then our band got up and did some praise and worship. All right. And then this right here, this is Miss Grace giving her testimony at the youth conference. And then the next one is Naya giving her testimony. Like I said, Phoenix gave his testimony here, but he was going so fast preaching, we couldn't keep up with him with a camera. All right. And then somebody else did. Somebody else. Who was it? Ulyssa, that's right. Ulyssa gave their testimony. And then we had a service, and right here we're doing an altar call for, we had one salvation at this place, a little young man named Jimmy. And then we did an altar call to be filled with the Spirit, and we had about eight to 10 people come down. And so, and Jimmy included, who just got born again, they all got filled with the Spirit where they were praying in tongues by the end of the night right there. And so that was really, really, really cool. And so like every service, every outreach, we had our students give a testimony, and they did a phenomenal job talking about how God has, every testimony kind of ended up going in the same vein, which was really cool. All about relationship and love and things like that, and where we were with Catholicism being the biggest religion. A lot of times they don't understand the love of God and things like that. And so it was really cool for our students. They were talking about their relationship with God and the love that God has for them and how they felt that love and experienced that love. So that was really cool. And so, yes, ma'am. All right, Miss Denise.
Okay. Thank y'all so much. I appreciate it. The last thing that we have for you before we dismiss is that we performed a skit. These students performed a skit everywhere we went, and this skit just transcends the language barrier. It is so powerful, and it's about, you know, a girl who is, you know, looking for Jesus, and a lot of different distractions and things of the world get in her way, but the power of God saves us from them all. So they're going to perform this skit for you. Amen. Jesus is the name above all names. Amen. Amen. Well, thank y'all so much for listening to us. We have a great group of young people. I just couldn't be prouder. And I just want to thank all of the JV and the varsity leaders and the children's volunteers who each and every week pour into these students' lives. It makes me emotional because this is the result. The result of all of the volunteering and the teaching in the classes is teenagers who love God. Amen. And teenagers who take God and take Jesus to our world. So thank you for those who give of your time. Let's just go ahead and pray right now. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much, Father, for this evening and for the opportunity to share with everyone the amazing time that we had in Guatemala and the lives that were changed. And Father, I just thank you that through this presentation that you just put a heart for the world into each and every person here, whether it be to go on a missions trip one day or just to do our part in prayer, Lord, that you would put the world on our heart and that you would help each one of us to fulfill the great commission to go into all the world and to preach the gospel, whether that world be in our neighborhood, in our schools, or actually physically going around the world. And we just thank you for every life that was affected in Guatemala, every seed that was sown, that you would continue to send laborers across those people's paths to continue to water those seeds and that they would grow. In the name of Jesus, we just thank you for it. Amen. So, JV students, younger varsity students, next time I want you guys to be the ones up here and I want you guys to be going on that missions trip. How many of y'all want to go on a missions trip someday soon? All right, y'all start saving your money. We're going to go again in 2 years, so it's not too soon to start saving now. All right. For those of you, if anybody needs prayer tonight for anything, maybe you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Maybe you want to get filled with the Spirit with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Maybe you need healing. Maybe you just need prayer for a situation. We have people on either side of me that would love to pray for you. So when the service is dismissed, feel free to come up. And they would be happy to pray with you. Connection team, if there were any visitors, if you would grab them and take them to get their free gift. We love you guys. Thank you so much for listening. We hope you have a great rest of the week. God bless you.